Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Fuller, and my guest today is Doug Bullock, who is a county legislator, and he's going to give us an update on what's going on in county government. But before he does, Doug, you said you were working on the Bernie Sanders campaign. Give our listening audience a little idea of the support that Bernie is getting in the Capital District.
Yeah, Cynthia, thanks. I wanted people to know that the Bernie campaign is up and running, and it's going at full steam in the Capital District. We've got 50 volunteers right now signed up to collect petitions. If people don't know out there, the petitioning begins on December 29th, but the primary election for New York State is on April 19th, so people should keep those two dates in mind. We're going to be asking folks for their signature on Bernie petitions and, you know, in order to get them on the ballot. I think it's very important to get them on the ballot. It's the only progressive voice we have in the campaign. Certainly, Donald Trump and the rest of the crowd, especially in the Republican Party, has got to be nauseating people out there, especially the way the corporate media is portraying this by not giving Bernie any airtime in the corporate media. So thank you for this opportunity, Cynthia, for presenting the Bernie Capital District campaign on air.
Now, what do you think of Jill Stein's campaign?
Well,
Doug,
I don't think the Trump campaign is is a real campaign. I think it's a fascist movement. I don't see that as a campaign. I see the corporate media playing up Trump every day, and that's all we see on the corporate media is what Trump said and what he didn't say. And that's kind of turning me off to watching what they're presenting and what they're analyzing. In terms of Trump, he's more than a billionaire. Some of his best friends are emirates in the Islamic world, and yet he's calling for the exclusion of any immigrants from any immigrants that are Muslim. That's clearly discriminatory, and he should be called out on it. And the corporate media isn't doing that, but I'm calling out Trump right now, as he is definitely Islamophobic. So, yeah, that's my opinion of Donald Trump. I think that's a poor choice for Americans to make. Islamophobia has got to go. What we need is a peace settlement, a total disarmament in the Middle East, and a total ceasefire. And negotiations. We need a political settlement, number one.
Okay, but my question was Jill Stein. Jill Stein's getting no coverage whatsoever.
Bernie is getting no coverage whatsoever. And I think it's a Bernie blackout, what we're facing here in the corporate media. And it's a shame because, you know, the only candidate out there on the Democratic side isn't Hillary, everybody. Hello. Bernie has a shot at this and a bona fide shot. And, in fact, he just won the vote for Person of the Year for Time magazine. But that vote's going to be rescinded because Time magazine is part of the corporate media. That vote will be rescinded, and somebody else will be nominated without Bernie being a choice for nomination in the last phase of their process. So, you know, it's really important that people understand that there's a blackout on Bernie. And I think his ideas have got to get out there or people can't make a choice.
Now, let's come a little closer to home. What's going on in the county legislature? There was a controversy about a pay raise for the elected officials who are representing countywide. So they got a lot of, you know, negative press, a lot of criticism. And what ultimately happened with the pay raises?
The pay raises were originally established at 6% in the budget presented by County Executive McCoy. And the legislature reconsidered those 6% pay raises and knocked it down to 3% each for the county executive, the county controller, and the sheriff. And while I wanted to peg the pay increases to the increase the county employees got, I had to compromise to 3% for each of those three leading officials in the county in order to get it passed. So that's what I did. I think we had a good compromise there. Also, we got the item taken out of the county budget that was going to be designated for Sean Morris, and I didn't know this until Thursday, in the controller's office. And it was a part-time job called project manager in the controller's office. And I was really glad that was taken out of the budget. Otherwise, I was ready to vote no on the county budget. The county budget is passed. There'll be no tax increase to people in Albany County. And, you know, with a few exceptions and a few improvements, I'm supportive of what came out on that county budget.
So then the $50,000 job that was supposedly designated for the new mayor of Cohoes, that is not going. Well, he was going to still work for the.
That was taken out of the budget, yeah.
Okay. So, overall, are you happy with the budget that passed?
Overall, with a few exceptions, I'm happy, yes.
Oh, good.
There's no tax increase, and I think that's important right now, especially with what we're getting hit by the city. On the tax increase, which, you know, they need the revenue, but there's other sources of revenue I think they can get.
What's the latest with the Albany County Nursing Home?
The Albany County Nursing Home is under new management, and we've hired a director by the name of Larry Slatsky, who's doing, according to the, you know, the committee that supports the residents inside the Albany County Nursing Home, a good job. And they gave him a good recommendation at the county meeting on Monday. And, you know, I appreciate hearing that because I think that he's turned a deficit around to a way to collect revenue in the nursing home that I'm kind of impressed by. So I think we've got it under new management. I think the new management is performing well, and you know, I'm happy with the county nursing home right now, and all the, you know, we're making renovations on the nursing home. One of the resolutions I submitted is to put a solar roof on the nursing home, and that, I think that'll save them a lot of money. But also, they're trying to get, and this is a big revenue generator, Albany Medical Center, a emergency facility inside the nursing home, and I think that will definitely help the revenue line of the nursing home. So I've got good hopes for the nursing home in the future in Albany County.
Okay, explain a little bit more. That sounds interesting. Oh, the Albany Med thing and the nursing home. What's that gonna? How will that help people in the nursing home?
Well, I think one of the things the emergency center would bring to the nursing home is a lot of equipment and medical assistance that would be needed in order for the nursing home patients, residents, to be treated as a patient inside a medical facility. So I think that's going to really help. What's also going to help is the building, the main building in the nursing home is only half occupied, maybe two-thirds occupied. I think it's going to occupy space that is currently unoccupied, and that's really good because of all the unoccupied homes we have, abandoned homes we have in Albany County. By the way, the biggest abandoned home right now is the old Ann Lee Nursing Home, the structure next to the airport, which is a disgusting show of what the county hasn't done. And anyway.
There's nobody there now at the Ann Lee Home. There's nobody there now.
The old Ann Lee Home. Yep, I remember him well.
Okay, and there's nobody there now.
There is nothing there now. It's just totally abandoned. It's an abandoned building. It's probably the biggest abandoned building that's not publicized in Albany County.
Now, is that by the airport?
Yeah, it's right across the street from the airport, right across the main highway, which is a four-way road.
Okay. Now, the election was in November. Are you happy with the new composition of the legislature? Are there a lot of new faces that you'll be working with?
There's a lot of new faces, and it's going to totally change. But I'm happy with the changes, except for I'm unhappy with losing Tim Nichols. I think that was really a blow to the county legislature, as someone as vocal as progressive as Tim. But I think some of the new faces will be a good change. I think there's going to have to be a change in the way this county is being run in terms of the leadership. And I'm working towards those goals.
Now, with the exit of Sean Morris to Cahos, is there a fight going on within the county legislature for the leadership position, or has that been settled yet?
There's going to be an election for the leadership of the county, of the chair of the legislature after the new year.
Okay.
There'll be election on Thursday of the majority leader for the county legislature, and all the new members will be called in. And that's kind of a surprise. I got surprised by that. But, I'm kind of, let's say I'm kind of undecided right now about the leadership. We've got to get better leadership. It's been terrible so far.
Okay. What do you see as the important issues the county legislature has to face this coming year?
Well, in the coming year, it's going to be... I think it's going to be sources of revenue. We got to start thinking about revenue instead of increasing property taxes of county residents. That's one of the biggest things I'm looking forward to is to increase our revenue and better our budget. One of the things is renewable energy. Some of the departments of Albany County that have been resistant to, we've got to really institute renewables throughout the county. We've only got the nursing home with a solar system now. We've got to do the rest of the county buildings and put them into a solar system and a renewable energy source for all of them. I think it's really important, especially with the global warming. Has everybody in Albany woke up to global warming yet? It's 50 degrees out here today.
Right. Now to change the county facility into a total renewable source of energy, would everybody have to be aware of that? Would they vote on it? What would have to happen for that for the legislature to become self-sufficient with solar energy?
With solar energy, I think we started it with the legislature. I think we now have to get the support of the leadership and the county executives to start seriously thinking of instituting it on buildings like the Civic Center. We haven't done the Civic Center, the county courthouse. One of the things that the county has jurisdiction over is the Board of Elections. Now, the Board of Elections is in a private building, and it used to be in a public building, and I've advocated for years that we move that Board of Elections back to a public building, maybe 112 State Street, where the county building is, or maybe the county courthouse, but where it was. But I think they've got to get back to a public building. I think it's a disgrace that we have the Board of Elections in a private building where it should be in a public building where it's not paying such ridiculous rent. It's paying almost $1 million a year for the rent up there on Russell Road, the county building. For lease.
Wow.
It used to be paying nothing in the county courthouse, okay? We got to put it back into a public building where we can save money. But, saving money isn't on the agenda of the current leadership, so that's got to change.
Interesting. So for the things that you're advocating, if people want to get involved to create the change that you're advocating, what would they have to do?
I'll get active in the Bernie campaign. I'm in there. I'll probably be the only politician in the Albany area that's in the Bernie campaign. Get active and call for a political revolution. That's what he's calling for, and that's why I support him.
Okay. Doug, it's been a pleasure talking to you. As events unfold in the county and on the Bernie campaign, would you come back and focus on Albany and give us updates?
Okay. Definitely.
Okay. Okay, Doug, what district do you represent in the county?
Legislative district number 7.
Okay, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, wants to talk to you, give you an idea, and want to work with you, how would they do so?
Well, you can just email me. How's that? dbull4@verizon.net.
Say that again.
dbull4@verizon.net.
Okay, good. Now, you've been listening to Doug Bullock, County Legislator. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Download on your smartphone. Listen anytime, anywhere. Thank you, Doug, and we'll talk again. Have a good day, Doug. Have a good day, everybody.